Welcome everyone to another edition of the Dress of a Watch podcast.
Hi everyone. We're gonna wait a little bit till some more people have come in, have joined in, have seen the live stream, and then we are going to keep on talking about watches and watch straps. So how are you all doing? Is everyone fine? Still home, I guess? If you have any questions, just feel free, put them into the, type them in, and then I'll answer the questions as we go along. Perfect. Okay. So, let's start with today's topic. So, today's topic will be alternative materials for watch straps. So this has become a more popular trend in the past, I would say, a couple of years due to companies taking on more responsibility in terms of what they are doing to the environment, and what also the trend is becoming, what consumers want. So they have been catering their products more to different kinds of target groups. And this has been done many, many times already. But now one of these target groups is the target group that looks for sustainable materials, that wants to live sustainable. And so watch brands, of course, are doing their best to play the game as well. So this means that a lot of the products, if you talk about leather, they might not seem to be sustainable, but actually on the contrary, especially if you talk about alligator skins, they are farmed sustainable. So most of the times, or actually in our case, all of the times, we know we can trace back the product, the skin we get, until to the farmer, to the crocodile, and even to the parents of the crocodile we got the skin from. So this is something that one should keep in mind. Then another thing about sustainable materials is that if you're talking about sustainable materials, often materials that have to come from the nature. Yeah, ours does a great job of being sustainable, that's true. But there are a couple of other brands that are also trying to become more sustainable and also tell the people that they're more sustainable. So for me, there are two sides to this whole point, being that there, on the one hand, you have materials that are being recycled, and this is the one trend, taking up creating straps from plastics, reusing PET bottles, reusing fisher nets and everything. So this is the one space actually where I think that it's kind of misleading, although it does help, because in terms of recycling the products, they get reused, and in terms don't land on the trash. And then there's the second side. Hey everyone, hi Christian, hi Raf. And then today's topic, by the way, for all the new ones who've just tuned in, is sustainable materials that are used in watch straps. So the second part is products that are used from natural materials, such as plants, trees, even stones and things like that. Really? Very nice. Glad to hear that, Christian. So today I have with me, in my limited supply at home, but I luckily can show you a couple of things. So today I have with me two different kinds of bracelets, and they are made out of, I'll just zoom to the second, to the other camera. So we have one here. This is a product, also material combination between caoutchouc and wood. Very nice combo, Christian. I bet it looks awesome. So we have here a combination of a genuine wood combined with the caoutchouc. And you wouldn't guess that this is flexible, but it actually is flexible and there's no problem in wearing it. I'll show it to you on one of the watches I have here. And the second one I would like to talk about is, this is genuine slate. So this is stone. And also this one is flexible and wearable on the wrist. Many people don't know this, but we launched this product, I think in 2015. So what I wanna emphasize on is that there are, that's great to hear, Christian. We're very proud of having comfortable straps. What I want to emphasize on the product here is basically that there are two different kinds of boxes, basically, where you can put in sustainable materials. And these are the ones that are reused from existing materials, and the other ones that are really sustainable in terms of taken from nature, from trees, from plants, and are used in a different kind of manner. And then using materials that are not leather, so especially for people who want to who are vegan, for example, or who don't like meat and do not want to get in contact with materials from animals. There are basically a lot of options already out there. You've seen probably different brands going for the pet bottle, NATO straps, or for example, like Breitling, they have these kinds of things. But you also are starting to see more natural materials are coming in. No problem, Christian. Have a nice evening and stay safe. And then a lot of new materials are coming up. So what we try to find out, we try to research a lot of materials and to find the right material that will work on your wrist without having to compromise in quality of the material. So that's why I showed you the two ones we already have. So this is again the stone and the wood. And these have been tested, they're in the markets already. And it's really nice to see how people react to these bracelets, because most of them they don't know because they don't ask for it, or it's nothing that they get recommended. But it's very interesting that, or I find it personally very interesting, that these kinds of materials are becoming more trendy in terms of that, and it's necessary as well. So you will see many more different kinds of types of materials, except from leather, from us as well in the future. Okay, so does anyone have any questions regarding the materials, or hello Fabian, regarding the materials or regarding anything else? I'm just going to scroll through. There was a question here. No. Is there something additional anyone would like to know about these materials? So I'll show you the stone bracelet first on a watch. What I personally really like is I like experimenting. I really enjoy spending time in the R&D department and seeing so many different materials and trying them on. So most of the times I'm the guinea pig, or I'm one of the guinea pigs that tries out the different kinds of materials. So I would say the most crazy product that we have tested and we have used is definitely going to be stone, but we've experimented with many things because getting stone flexible is super difficult, to be honest. This was a process for more than a couple of years to really get this material as flexible and to be able to hold the quality level we need for the bracelets, especially the ones that are on the caoutchouc core. So here you can see the stone one. But we've done a lot of different kinds of materials. We've tried different kinds of textiles. We've experimented with plants. We've experimented with different kinds of we've experimented with different kinds of trees to get the right wood material to use for the straps. So this is a super good question regarding two material straps. So basically what we have introduced, I think in 2014 or something, is the Performance Collection, which basically is a combination of two materials, being premium caoutchouc and leather, or in this case, it's wood or stone or many other different kinds of materials. But what we have already, what we're always trying is to combine other materials with each other. So we also have, or we've also worked with textiles and canvas to combine canvas with leather. We've done that a couple of times. We've combined different types of leather with each other. That's what we basically do all the time. And we've done also combining metal with we've combined metal parts with leather as well. So we've had small integrations into the upper material which were made out of metal. So we've tried a lot of things actually, and so maybe next time after this whole situation has gone, I can do a show where I can show you guys what different kinds of products we have already tried out and what kind of materials we've worked on. So this is the wood bracelet on the Submarina. So it's also a combination I really enjoy wearing because it does make the sub look completely different, and the color of the wood really goes nicely with the details with white or off-white details on the watch. So yeah. Are there any other questions? Is there something additional you'd like to know? So right now I'm a bit limited with the resources in terms of showing you different kinds of straps. But I try to show the dress of the watch as much as I can with the materials I have here and with the different kinds of straps I have here. So please bear with me. But there will come some more as soon as the situation is over. I'll be happy to show some more, and I'll be happy to give you a glimpse inside our researching department, if that's interesting for you. Great to hear that. Great to hear that you're happy with yours. Okay. Any additional questions? Anything someone else would like to know, or anything you would like to know more about in terms of materials? So in one of the previous sessions, I talked a little bit about alligators. So probably, or most definitely, in one of the next sessions, I'll be talking about calf leathers and different kinds of calf leathers, where they come from, and what the differences are. And in this session, basically, we covered the alternative materials, or the options you have if you're not that fond of materials that come from animals, basically. So this is something that is going to come more, and this is something I really enjoy working with, because there's so many different kinds of options you can try out. And finding the right one that has the amount of quality you need to be worn on a wrist on a daily basis is really exciting, because there are a lot of failures involved, and there are a lot of tests we need to do to ensure product safety and to ensure material safety and everything. So yeah, but there's something on the horizon, let's put it like that. But to all of you who are not particularly fond of animal products, I really do recommend going for a product that's made out of caoutchouc. So these ones are very, very comfortable to wear. I think I showed it to you in one of the previous sessions. I don't have one now, but definitely failure is the path to success. You're absolutely right. Especially the caoutchouc ones, they are especially comfortable in summer. So go ahead and give them a try if you're looking for something different, or if you're looking for something to try out. And if you feel that you need something completely different, then go ahead and try one of the pet NATO straps, or go for a canvas strap. I know there are a couple of strap makers that produce straps made out of merino wool or cotton or other kinds of textiles. So there is a lot of different options out there. So you're not alone, and you have a vast variety of products you can choose from if you don't like animal products or products from animals. Okay, so if there are no further questions, I think this is going to be it for today. Thank you to everyone who joined in again. It's been a pleasure, and I'll be back tomorrow at 5:30. So tune in tomorrow again, and if there are any additional questions you'd like to ask, please send a DM, and I'll be happy to answer any additional questions. Thank you, and goodbye, and stay safe. Yeah. Bye-bye.